Hi, I'm Veronica Rickard, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, we'll be going somewhere that you've never been before. We'll be exploring the Body Worlds exhibit, which is a national exhibit currently at the Milwaukee Museum. And it's a fantastic exhibit which exposes the human body as you've never seen it before using a process called plastination. It's sort of a cross between art, science, and I guess philosophy, everything thrown in there. It's a fascinating exhibit that's drawing international attention and has done extremely well at cities across the world. We'll be talking about that with Robert Finley, the president and CEO of Milwaukee Public Museum. That coming up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, it is our winter membership drive, and I'm joined now in the studio with Cheryl Gasser, who is the director of the Ideas Network here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Veronica. My mic?
There we go. Good morning.
There we go. It helps to turn the mic on,
doesn't
it?
That does help.
There are too many buttons. And Michael Leland, he is our news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Michael, thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. Good morning.
And you also need a mic, I'm told. How about
yes, I could speak louder if that.
Kathleen is banging her head somewhere. Right now. Anyway, I would like to, before we get going, I want to thank you all for making last hour so successful. We were looking for $3,000. We were $400 short, but it was a great hour. And I thank everyone who called in, including Jerry in La Crosse, who said, "It is a Wisconsin treasure," and we thank you for that. I hope you'll consider joining Jerry and your friends and neighbors as you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Decide to do it this hour at the $120 level, and we will give you a ticket to the Body Worlds exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum. That's at the $120 level at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call, or you can go online. WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772. What happens when you call that number? A friendly Wisconsin Public Radio volunteer picks up the phone and asks you who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you would like to pay for it. You can ask us to send you a statement in the mail. You can put it on a credit card right away. We can set up electronic funds transfer where it comes out of your checking account every month, bit by bit, kind of break it up monthly or quarterly. That might make it a little easier for you. And you're sort of supporting Wisconsin Public Radio as a sustaining member throughout the year. We want to hear from you now, whatever the level. The important thing is that you become a member today at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And why is it important to become a member? Because you can turn on your radio and we're going to be here whether you contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio or not. It's important you become a member because it's your dollars and the dollars of thousands of others who've made a decision to support the service that make everything we do possible. You comprise about a third of our budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You help us to acquire news programs from National Public Radio. You help us to line up guests and pay for the phone lines and everything that it takes to produce a talk show on this network. Everything you hear, whether it's entertainment, whether it's talk, news, it's all because thousands of others have decided to support this service. We ask you to do your part. You decide how much the service is worth to you and certainly how we fit into your budget, but we do ask that you do something to support a service that I'll bet you use every day. 800-383-9772. Online at WPR.org.
And if you do decide to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at the $120 level, not only will we be sending you a ticket to the Body Worlds exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum, we'll also send you the WPR member benefit card, which is another great way to go. You can enjoy the museum exhibit and then perhaps have dinner out somewhere, enjoying your two-for-one entrees benefit, two-for-one cultural admission at lots of attractions across Wisconsin, and also some bed and breakfast benefits as well. So it's a wonderful value-added thing there, but you're really going to enjoy most of all the Body Worlds exhibit and the becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. That's what's important. You listen to the program, and that is why you should become a member. We look forward to your telephone call at 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772. We've heard from one member so far this hour who it looks like picked up maybe a couple tickets to the Body Worlds exhibit. These tickets are good for any show Monday through Friday at the Milwaukee Public Museum. For a pledge of $10 a month or more, we'll be sending a ticket your way. We know that you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio. We know that you listen to Kathleen's show, and Veronica is doing really a wonderful job sitting in for Kathleen in her absence. And now Rhonda Fanning, Kathleen's producer, out sick today as well. So just to give a pledge in support of everything that Kathleen and Veronica and Rhonda and the wonderful news team that we have here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's such a great service. It's really unique throughout the nation. You're not going to find anything else like Wisconsin Public Radio, like the Ideas Network, the wonderful local talk programming, the chance to talk with expert guests throughout the day. What is that worth to you? Put a price on it. Call in and make your pledge now, 800-383-9772, or online at WPR.org.
And the variety of things that you learn, that you get a chance to talk about, is endless. This morning, archaeology. We're going to be talking about the Body World exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Other days, it's politics, science, health. It's an endless array of topics available to you each day here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're committed to bringing that kind of quality radio to you, but we can only do it with your help. You decide how much this service is worth to you. Certainly, you know how we fit into your budget, but we ask that you do something for a service that you probably come to rely on for information about the world around you. 800-383-9772 is the number to call, or you can pledge online at WPR.org.
We've got a couple comments here from listeners who've become members of Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl in Owen says, we listen to Kathleen Dunn religiously, and it is about time we started to contribute. So big thank you to you, Cheryl. And Mark and Susanna in Madison have this to say. We listen constantly and really enjoy all the programs. Those are a couple of great reasons why you should support Wisconsin Public Radio and Kathleen Dunn's program. Each reason is personal, and you need to think about why that is. Is it because you listen all the time and it's about time you contribute, as Cheryl said? Is it because you've gotten some great information about your health or perhaps gardening? Anything, any of the wonderful information that you often hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? Is it because you use Wisconsin Public Radio to inform you about the world, and it comes up a lot as you sort of pass on that information to those people around you? Whatever your reason, identify it and then become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is time to become a member. You're going to feel good about it, I promise. 800-383-9772 is that number to become a member. You can use our website as well, WPR.org.
And for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we will send you a ticket to the Body Worlds exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum. And the exhibit, I saw it with Kathleen Dunn, actually, a few weeks ago. The Body Worlds exhibit is a lot like Wisconsin Public Radio. It's intriguing. It's exciting. It makes you think about things in a different way. And that's really what you tune in for day after day. And if you'd like to pick up a ticket to the Body Worlds exhibit in Milwaukee, make a day of it. The member benefit card, as Veronica said, coming your way, giving you 2-for-1 entrees at many restaurants, hundreds of restaurants around the state, many of them in Milwaukee. What a wonderful way to say thank you to Wisconsin Public Radio and celebrate the day with your pledge of support right now. We'll send you a ticket at 800-383-9772 or online. You can pledge at WPR.org.
Well, Cheryl Gasser and Michael Leland, thank you both for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll see you in a bit later this hour as well. Thank you to Cheryl Gasser and Michael Leland. And thank you to you who are helping us reach our $9,000 goal this hour with your call at 1-800-383-9772. It's 1-800-383-9772. Imagine a body in action, but frozen in time. Maybe an athlete driving a ball to the hoop. Now imagine that body stripped of flesh, the musculature laid bare, red and kind of like a ribbon and contracted like muscles do when we use them. That should give you an idea of what to expect at Body Worlds, the amazing new exhibit which opened in January at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Body Worlds has been a smash hit in cities around the globe, and it's expected to draw hundreds of thousands of visitors between now and May to Milwaukee. We'll be talking with the president of the Milwaukee Public Museum about Body Worlds this hour, the crossroads of art, science, and education. If you've seen Body Worlds, we'd love for you to call in with your questions or what you thought about it. You can talk with Daniel Finley, or if you're curious about how the bodies are prepared for their second life in Body Worlds, you can ask that too. That number to call is 1-800-642-1000. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. And Daniel Finley, thank you so much for joining us this hour. And I apologize in advance for calling you Robert earlier. If it makes you feel any better, you can call me Victoria this hour.
No, that's okay. You made my Uncle Bob real happy, though.
Okay, good. I'm glad some good came out of it. Well, tell me about Body Worlds. When did you first hear of it and think it might be a good fit for the Milwaukee Public Museum?
Well, there's no question, Veronica, that Body Worlds is the most important and stunning exhibition we've ever hosted here in Milwaukee. We first became aware of it just a few years ago when one of our own museum board members was in Europe and happened to see the exhibition in Brussels. And he came back to Milwaukee and said, boy, this is fantastic. You've got to get it here. And we've been trying ever since. And it is very popular, and it was scheduled in a number of other cities around the world. And we waited our turn, and it's finally Milwaukee's turn, and we're thrilled to give it to the entire state.
How long has it been open at the museum?
We open in the middle of January, and we will run through the Memorial Day weekend. So there's plenty of time, but we're certainly encouraging people to come sooner rather than later because the experience in other cities, Veronica, has been the museums have been all but open 24/7 at the end of the run of the exhibition because it's so popular.
I tried to describe a little bit what people can expect because in a way it might be good to prepare yourself. Maybe there is no way to prepare yourself, but can you, in your words, you've worked closely with this exhibit, you see it maybe, you know, several times a week. Tell me, describe it for us. What can we expect?
Well, it's without a doubt a very compelling and an unforgettable experience, and it'll be an experience like none other that the listeners have ever had. The people will be able to come here, and they'll be able to learn about anatomy and physiology and compare diseased organs and healthy organs and look inside the human body the way none of us have ever been able to do before. Unless you're a medical student or a surgeon, you really have never had this rare opportunity. So to see the body in all of its beauty, in all of its majesty, its intricacy, and really in very much a spiritual way as well, to see how that all comes together to make us all human.
How do you see Body Worlds as spiritual?
Well, it really has if you put it this way, Veronica, if you had a doubt of a soul, you would clearly see in these plastinets, is what they're called, that there is no soul. And it really reaffirms that there indeed is one. And that's what was the difference between, making us the human beings that we are. So it really, in many ways, affirms the existence of the soul because you don't see one in these exhibits.
These aren't just bodies on exhibit. Other museums have exhibited the anatomy before. That's not necessarily what's unusual here. Part of what's unusual is sort of the intersection of science and art and education. And in terms of the artistic aspect that we're talking about here, these bodies are arranged in postures that are really, they're startling at times. They're moving, and they really sort of draw on what you would expect to see sort of in life, but it's taken a step farther. Isn't that right?
It is, but we certainly think of it predominantly as an educational exhibition and even a very personal exhibition in that, say, for example, if you've had a knee replacement, this enables you to look inside the body and see what that knee replacement really looks like. If you're a smoker, you can see what a smoker's lung looks like, and that is a very personal experience and one that we find hopefully changes people's behavior.
And speaking of that, I've read that there have been some surveys of people who have seen the Body Worlds exhibit, and afterwards 9%, I think, had stopped smoking or smoked less, 30% were considering being organ donors, so people do come away changed.
They most definitely do. If you're, frankly, if you're a heavy drinker, you can see the damage alcohol does to a liver in terms of causing cirrhosis. Certainly, if you have arthritis, you can see what that means to your joints. If you have a circulatory issue, maybe my own father, for example, he's had an aneurysm in his aorta. There's an aortic aneurysm specimen right in the exhibition. So to be able to see that and to look at it really for the very first time, you have doctors say you have an arthritic knee, but to really see it, is an amazing opportunity.
We're talking this hour with Daniel Finley. He's president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, talking about their Body Worlds exhibit, which opened in January and will be open until May. If you would like to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at the $120 level, we will give you a free ticket to that exhibit and the museum itself for $120. That's your call at 1-800-383-9772. We'll send you that ticket along with the member benefit card. I'm Veronica Rickert, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network. If you'd like to join in our conversation about Body Worlds or ask your questions of Daniel Finley, you can reach us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Jim Fleming reads from American Creation, Triumphs and Tragedies at the Founding of the Republic by Joseph J. Ellison. Then after 1:00, you can join us for Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Lots to look forward to here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert with you today. I'm sitting in this week for Kathleen Dunn, and we're talking about the Body Worlds exhibit, which is open right now at the Milwaukee Public Museum, talking with Daniel Finley. He's the president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. And Daniel Finley, you must have spent a lot of time getting this exhibit ready, watching it, overseeing. What has been your response to Body Worlds? What did you think when you first saw it?
Well, it is... I think to some people, a little intimidating going into it, but frankly, when you're in the exhibit for just a minute or so, that feeling really goes away, and you begin to marvel at the beauty of the human body and how complex it is, and how it all works and how it comes together. It is really a miracle, and you, by the time you leave the exhibition, you're just absolutely fascinated by how it all works, and that's what we've seen with so many people. That's what my own personal experience has been, that it really is just a marvel, and you really have to come away from the exhibition believing in a higher being, because there's just no way the human body could have been designed without that.
And let's go to the phones right now. We have a listener from Pewaukee. This is Andrew, who has a question for you, Daniel Finley. Hi, Andrew. You're on the air.
Hi. I've actually been to Body Worlds, and I thought really one of the most extraordinary parts about it was the ability to really get up close with them. They're not behind a window or behind a cage, and you can't touch them, obviously, but you can get right up next to them and really examine the body in a way that you can't really get through a picture or a textbook or even a plastic model. I'd wondered if your guests had the opportunity to actually come into contact with it, if what that experience was like. And also as a follow-up, I was wondering if it's possible that we might see Body Worlds 2 or 3 come around to town.
Well, Andrew, the exhibition, as part of it, we have plastinets that are able to be touched by the visitors. So that is a possibility for anybody who comes. We have volunteers who are here from various organizations. You certainly are familiar with the American Cancer Society, American Red Cross, American Lung Association, American Heart Association, all of whom are providing various expertise into what you're seeing and really able to touch if that's what you'd like to do. We hopefully, down the road, could have a Body Worlds 2 or 3. There are a number of versions of the exhibition that travel the world. You certainly won't see it in Milwaukee for a number of years, but if all goes well with this one, perhaps we'll be able to see another generation of it somewhere down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Andrew. And for people who haven't read much of the background about how this works, as I understand it, people need to donate their bodies for this cause, and then the bodies are, the fluids are replaced with a certain substance which preserves them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to explain the rest there?
Well, simply put, Veronica, that's not far away from what the process is. The body obviously contains a great deal of fluid, and that really is what causes the deterioration quickly over time. And the plastination process involves the removal of those bodily fluids and replaced with various plastics, silicone primarily, and that preserves the body in these magnificent ways that we've never been able to do before. And candidly, the bodies in this exhibition will last longer than the pharaohs. They will be around for thousands of years based on this process.
That's so extraordinary.
If you're looking for immortality, and I truly think some people are, they have donated themselves to this exhibition. One of the most fascinating stories is without a doubt the most prominent piece in the exhibition is what's called the Horse and Rider, where there's a full horse, and on top of it is a man. The man was a journalist. He was from Germany and had originally covered the exhibition in its early days. He had contracted cancer and felt he was dying at too young of an age, and he thought, since he is a writer, that he could continue to tell stories by being part of the exhibition. And that's how that particular specimen became part of the exhibit. So it really is a fascinating story and a marvel for the process to think that a human body can continue on telling stories for many years to come.
We have another caller here from Milwaukee. This is Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Thank you for calling.
Hi. You kind of answered my question. I was wondering about the background of these people that are on exhibit, wondering if you know any of these people personally, I'm just kind of fascinated by the idea that they're specimens, or are they people? Because it's a little bit disturbing to me that, like, I think of someone that I know who had died, that they're still the person that they were when they were alive, and do you know what I'm asking? I think that's kind of an important point.
Yeah, you're wondering about the respect the bodies are treated with.
The fact that they're being used for education and for entertainment, that there's a use aspect to this, and I think it's different than someone who is doing this for medical use.
Well, first off, the producers of the exhibition, which come from Heidelberg, Germany, they have the full permission as well as complete records on each and every specimen in the exhibition. The people involved have quite willingly given their permission, and as a matter of fact, the producers of the exhibition tell us they have a waiting list of almost 8,000 individuals who would like to be part of future exhibits. So it is done with complete concurrence, and that would be vital for us if this was something that involved bodies that were anonymous. That would be very problematic. The practice of donating a body for medical education has long been accepted. This is certainly a variation on that, but done with the full permission of the individual, and that certainly makes it in our judgment, a very acceptable and appropriate way to teach and educate people about the human body, as well as to celebrate the human body.
But people are actually people. They're not objects, and they're not specimens. They're still people, even when they're dead. And there's a huge disconnect here in what the truth of the person is. The person is majestic and was created by God, and this was not... This is not the purpose of a person's life to be touched in a museum. It's just, you know, it's anti. It goes against our intuition of what a person is too special for this. You know what I mean?
I do, but you're right. It gets at sort of a very philosophical key point. And personally, speaking only for myself, not even the institution or for Body World. Is I believe the essence of the person is the soul, it's the spirit, and the body is a vessel that we use for our time on earth. Really, the most important aspect I think of all of us is that spirit, that soul, And the body, while it is special and it needs to be honored, the most important aspect of all of us is our essence of the soul.
Thank you for that call, Ellen, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. And here is a call now from Anne in Soldiers Grove. Hi, Anne, you're on the air.
Hello. I was at the exhibit on Saturday, and I really recommend it. And I was wondering why it seemed to me that they were all the bodies were Caucasian. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, but why there weren't different races or ethnicities represented there.
I don't know that they're all Caucasian. I believe, though, they are not. Some of the specimens are I think clearly Asian in facial feature.
Oh, okay.
So I think, generally speaking, most races and gender are reflected in the exhibit.
Thank you for that call, Anne.
Thank you.
Anne talks about something which I was thinking would be really compelling about the exhibit, and I haven't seen it myself. I've seen lots of photographs of it, but the idea, as many surgeons and doctors and anatomists have said, that we're all we're alike on the inside. You can't really tell the ethnicity unless you go by, you know, some sort of bone structure or that kind of thing. So that would be kind of a profound way to experience that.
Speaking as a layman, the only way I can distinguish is in facial features. Certainly, other parts of the body seem universal.
Gunter von Hagen is the physician who originated this process and Body Worlds. Is he still involved much with the exhibits as they go around the world?
Oh, absolutely. He's very much involved. He's the creator of the plastination process and the guiding force behind the exhibit. His wife is also a physician, and she is the one who has been to Milwaukee to help set up the exhibition and has been here several times. And hopefully she and perhaps her husband will come back for a time before the exhibition ends. And they are a fascinating couple because they are really giving the world the very first glimpse inside the human body that most people never get the opportunity to see.
And in some cases, the exhibit focuses on the organs, in some cases on the skin. You can see how that sort of fits over the body, in some cases the brain. Is there any part of the body that is left uncovered, or is it all just right there for you to see?
No, it is all there. There is no holding back on any part of the human body, whether it's the outer components of it or the inner organs, and each exhibition here is a little bit different. Some highlight the heart, some highlight the brain, some highlight the joints, some the lungs. So whatever you're particularly interested, you certainly can find in the exhibit.
I want to ask a little more about the creator of the exhibit. Is it, from what I understand, he sees a connection between this exhibit and the fascination with anatomy of the Renaissance?
Yeah, he does. You've said several times that there is an artistic component to this, and they could have done this exhibition with the bodies in just very straightforward positions, just perhaps prone positions. But the exhibition is a celebration of the human body, and the creators of the exhibition decided to take very memorable paintings and sketches from the Renaissance and use those as the positions in which to pose the bodies. And that, along with some modern-day poses in the exhibition, there's some figure skaters, ice skaters, there's a gymnast, there is a basketball player, all of which show different poses of the body and, as a result, reveal different workings of the body. So between some of those modern-day poses and the respect for images from the Renaissance, it really is a remarkable combination of both art, education, and science.
Let's go back to the phones now and take a call from Carol in Oshkosh. Hi, Carol. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I did see the exhibit about a week and a half ago. I am a registered nurse. I work in an operating room and just was clearly amazed at what I saw. You can only see so much through a surgical incision, and just seeing the whole body was incredible. And I think people will also appreciate the specimen that has the surgical implants, and it was very fun for myself and my girlfriend, who I also work with, to see this exhibit. And I just had a couple comments also. I think it's very noble of these people to donate their bodies in this way. I don't think, in just my personal opinion, that they weren't treated disrespectfully. In fact, I'd really like to know more about some of these people, what kind of life they lived, you know, their personalities, things like that. I think that might make a nice addition to the exhibition. And one last question, maybe other listeners can answer. I noticed a tremendous amount of very young children at the exhibit, almost like daycares and nursery schools bringing large groups of children. And just wondering if any parents had any comments, you know, how do they explain this to a very young child? It's even for myself, being in the medical profession, it's overwhelming just going in at first. And it did take even myself a few extra minutes to kind of become acclimated to just what I was seeing. And just wondering if any parents there, or if yourself, had any comments on that.
Okay, thanks for that call, Carol. Daniel Finley?
Well, what we tell people is certainly children are welcome, but they need to be prepared. They absolutely should not come here without some discussions with their parents or even their school teachers about what they're going to see, so that they aren't overwhelmed by it and have perhaps some adverse reaction. But we have seen really children of all ages in the exhibit, and they are as fascinated as anyone. So it can be a wonderful experience for young kids, but parents out there, please talk to your kids before bringing them here and explain as best you can what they're going to see.
So you don't have a recommended age?
Well, we recommend fifth grade and up. However, as Carol just said, there are kids here as young as daycare age. So that's obviously a parental decision. And as long as the young kids are prepared, it should be okay.
Well, thank you so much for that call, Carol. And time for a quick call from Mark. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. I haven't seen the exhibit, but I was curious. From some of the photos I've seen, it looks like some of the bodies are in rather strenuous or athletic positions. And I wondered how they got them into those positions. And also, are the muscles accurate in terms of how they're stretched or flexed?
Certainly, the muscles are absolutely accurate. There's almost nothing in the specimens that are not accurate. The only thing they really can't reproduce, candidly, is the human eye. So the specimens have artificial eyes, but other than that, everything is completely accurate. And the exhibits, the plastinates themselves are put in positions that certainly stretch the human body, but nothing that would be considered beyond a normal position. So everything you're seeing is really quite accurate and authentic, and that really is what makes it so fascinating to see the splendor of the human body and to see how it can be stretched and positioned in a way that absolutely makes it a sight to behold.
Thank you so much for that call. We're talking this hour with Daniel Finley. He's the president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. He's talking with us about their new exhibit, Body Worlds, which is open now until May. And it's a fascinating exhibit, one that really engages the mind. It educates and enlightens about what the human body is, what it's capable of, and, of course, what it looks like. The Body Worlds exhibit this hour on Wisconsin Public Radio. When we come back, we'll ask Daniel Finley about how Body Worlds changes people. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Veronica Rickert, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. On Larry Mueller after 11 o'clock today, Larry's guest is Jeff Gilman of the University of Minnesota Department of Horticultural Science. He's the author of The Truth About Organic Gardening from Timber Press. I'm Veronica Rickert, back with you today for Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And Daniel Finley, you've had the opportunity to experience the exhibit, of course, as president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. And you've also had the opportunity to witness people as they come out of the exhibit. What are people saying as they come out?
Oh, they're absolutely fascinated. They are in awe. I think one of the listeners that called in, I think it was Carol, talked about, you know, going in with a little trepidation, a little anxiousness, and needing a few minutes to acclimate. But boy, Veronica, by the time they come out, they talk about it in glowing terms of one of the most significant and important exhibitions they've ever seen.
And do people leave comments for you, that kind of thing? Or?
Oh, they do. Oh, absolutely, they do. And they tell us that it's great that Milwaukee has a museum of the caliber of the Milwaukee Public Museum that can host these kinds of exhibits and the. Is valuable in that regard, but the exhibit itself is really the first view that so many people have to look inside the human body, and that's a staggering experience for most people.
Let's take one more call. This is Stacy from Superior. Hi, Stacy. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. I saw the exhibition in St. Paul when it was here last year, and it was phenomenal. It was excellent. I work in fitness. I'm a personal trainer. I have a degree in kinesiology, and being able to see the bodies was amazing. And I actually took my 5-year-old daughter with me, and she loved it. It opened up a lot of discussion for us about what the body is, what happens when you smoke, what the different stints and things were, and how people get to that point. It was wonderful.
Did you talk a lot with your daughter before and after the exhibit about what she was going to see and what she saw?
We did. My husband and I both are in the same line of work, and so our children are exposed to that sort of conversation a lot. We talk a lot about anatomy and things. So she was very excited. It was something that we did just the two of us to do, and I didn't use the headphones and go around listening. We actually did a lot more interaction, mother and daughter stuff.
Sounds like a good experience for you both.
That was wonderful.
Thank you for calling. And Daniel Finley, for listeners who are wondering, how can they get tickets? Do they need to try to get them ahead of time to get in?
Oh, we absolutely recommend that. There's really two easy ways to do it. One is our website, and it is the address is MPM, as in Milwaukee Public Museum, mpm.edu. And then a telephone number that we can give to the listeners is area code 414-223-4676. So either one of those ways will get them into the exhibit. We recommend coming during the week because the weekends are all virtually sellouts. But weekdays are great, and there's even a little price break coming during the week as well. So either way to contact us is appreciated.
And how many people do you expect to come through by the time all is said and done?
Oh, my goodness. It will be several hundred thousand by the time we're done, which puts it up there as the biggest exhibition we've ever done. And the Milwaukee Public Museum is 125 years old and regarded as one of the country's best museums. And so for us to say this will be the biggest and most important exhibition we've ever done is really saying a lot. So we're thrilled by it.
All right. Well, Daniel Finley, I wish you good luck with the exhibit, and I thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Thank you.
Daniel Finley is the president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. He was saying you can contact the museum to get a ticket. He recommends you get them ahead of time. And, of course, one way you can get a ticket is by becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you pledge $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio, we'll be thrilled to send you out a ticket to Body Worlds as well as to the museum at large. The rest of the museum will be there for you as well with a pledge of $120. You can do that by becoming a member at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call as we begin the second day of our winter membership drive. And I'm joined again in the studio by Cheryl Gasser, who is our director of talk programming here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Veronica.
And Michael Leland, news director at Wisconsin Public Radio, news hound. Here he is. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for being here. As you listened that hour, it was another world opened. It's amazing. It's radio. You're not seeing the pictures, but what your mind can do with radio is extraordinary. And that's what Wisconsin Public Radio does for you. It opens these new worlds for you, and it helps you to exercise your mind as well. And that's a gift to you, and it's a privilege to listen to. We thank all of our guests, and we thank you for listening to the programming. This is the time to become a member at 1-800-383-9772 and support the programming that you listen to and that you depend on.
800-383-9772, online, WPR.org. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of $10 a month will get you one ticket to the Body World exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum that you've been hearing about this past half hour. It also gets you automatically the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card, which gets you lots of two-for-one dining opportunities throughout Wisconsin and other discounts. You can learn more about that card on our website, WPR.org. You can also pledge there if you like as well. The important thing is, though, that you're doing something to support a service that you rely on, maybe for companionship. Maybe we keep you company throughout the day as you go about your activities. Maybe you rely on us for information or better understanding about the world or an opportunity to talk about the important issues of our day. We're committed to that kind of radio, and we ask you to support it because your dollars are what makes it possible. 800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
And we have a goal this hour. We want to raise $9,000 by 11 o'clock. So far, we have raised, thanks to 9 members of Wisconsin Public Radio this hour, $1,260. Thank you so much for your contribution, for your membership in Wisconsin Public Radio, for your support of all that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network, and Kathleen's show. Want to hear from you now at 800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org. Either way you do it, it's quick and easy. It takes maybe 3 or 4 minutes to make that contribution and become a member.
1-800-383-9772 is the number. Our volunteers are standing by. You can hear the sounds of Pledge Central bubbling away in the background. Those phones are ringing with the calls of your friends and neighbors who've decided that it is time to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Perhaps they're renewing their pledges. If you haven't pledged before, we really invite you to try it. We have heard from 6 new members this hour, 6 people who decided it was time to support Wisconsin Public Radio because they love it, they depend on it, and of course, they listen to it. Important things to consider there, and we invite you to try it. Listeners who begin supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, they tend to continue supporting it. It ends up being something that works for everybody. We benefit from your contribution as we help run the programs and bring you the amazing programming like the Body Worlds hour you just heard this hour. And it works for you too, because it's something you feel good about. You feel pride and ownership. And you are the public in public radio. We're not just saying that. It's a literal translation here. You are the most important source of financial support for Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the public in public radio. So do become a member and support what you believe in. It's a great time to do it this hour at 1-800-383-9772.
800-383-9772, WPR.org. If you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio already, if you're one of the 40,000 people who support this radio station, you probably already understand that your dollars come back to you in the form of programs that you listen to every day, whether it's the Kathleen Dunn program, whether you listen to Larry Mueller, whether you listen to classical music on our other network, or whatever it is that brings you back to Wisconsin Public Radio day in and day out is possible because you have invested in this service. 800-383-9772 is the number to call to be the next to invest in this service. If you haven't done it yet, whether for one reason or another, maybe you just moved to Wisconsin, maybe it just hasn't been financially possible for you, and maybe you're thinking, I can give this time, I can do something for my public radio station. Well, please call now. You'll count toward this hour's goal and help us to become a stronger organization. 800-383-9772, online at WPR.org.
Just another 7 minutes left in this hour to pick up a ticket to the Body Worlds exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum. A pledge of $120 a year. Break it down, $10 a month. You will receive one ticket, good Monday through Friday, to the Body Worlds exhibit. And it really is. I mean, I saw the exhibit. I wasn't sure I wanted to go. It was a little iffy for me, but I was amazed. It makes you appreciate the human body. It really It shows you things in a new way, and that's what public radio is all about. We show you things in a different way, in a different light. We let you make up your mind about the issues of the day, and shows like Kathleen, you know, it we cover everything from politics to arts and culture to health and education. It's a real wonderful, wonderful mix of show topics and guests, and Kathleen and Veronica do a wonderful job covering such a great variety of topics. So please call in now to support all that and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
There'll be a lot more talk about politics in the days and weeks ahead. We're heading up to the Wisconsin primary on February 19th, of course. So a lot more discussion about that coming up on this program and other programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And as we get closer to November, more discussion both from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio, and an opportunity for you to weigh in with your thoughts and your opinions. And that is the power of Wisconsin Public Radio, a chance for you to learn from others, but also to have your voice heard as well. It's worth listening to. You've made that decision already. It's also worth supporting because your dollars are what makes it possible. We ask you to please call now with your pledge of support in whatever amount works for you, 800-383-9772, online at WPR.org.
There are so many sources of information these days. You can go online and find blogs and web pages and web magazines, and magazines all have web pages, and then there are magazines and newspapers and on and on and on. And it can be really easy to get a little bit dazzled by all that information, to lose your bearings and get information mm-hmm. indigestion. You don't really know who to trust anymore. Sometimes if you click onto a web page, there's interesting information, but can you trust it? Well, here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we sort of do the cherry picking for you. Carmen Jackson, one of the intrepid producers here, Rhonda Fanning, Kathleen Dunn's producer, and Kathleen herself, of course, and all of the talk show hosts and producers, they do an amazing job of combing through what's out there for you and bringing you only the best, the most reliable, the most thought-provoking, the most moving, the most stirring, and the stuff that you'll remember for years to come. And that's our job here. And it helps you make sense of the world. It helps you get your bearings, and we're someone you can trust. You can trust Wisconsin Public Radio. We trust you right now to support us because you listen, and because it makes sense, because you use our service, and because we do help you make sense of the world. Good reasons to support us, and this is a great hour to choose to support us. We're going for $9,000, and
nearing the $2,000 mark. Your call, your web pledge could put us over that $2,000 mark. Whatever amount is comfortable for you, we welcome it. We appreciate it. It is needed now during this winter membership drive, our second day here asking for your support. Pledge online at WPR.org, or pledge, go to the phone and make that call, 800-383-9772.
$10 a month gets you the one ticket to the Body World exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum. That's a pledge of $10 a month. It also gets you the member benefit card and all of the benefits that come along with it, and the volunteer can tell you more, or you can look those up at WPR.org. You can pledge there too if you like and learn more about the various programs we have throughout the day. 800-383-9772, the number to call. Pledge online, WPR.org. However you reach us, the important thing is that you make that decision and support a radio station, a service that you use every day. 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772. And $10 a month will also get you the member benefit card, 2-for-1 dining at hundreds of restaurants across the state, 2-for-1 admission to lots of cultural attractions, and bed and breakfast benefits as well. And alongside that, we'll send you one ticket to Body Worlds. So some great thank you gifts there for you if you get your call in this hour for Wisconsin Public Radio and to Kathleen Dunn Show. Only a couple of minutes left. So get your call in right now at 1-800-383-9772.
Consider a pledge of a dollar a day and pick up a couple tickets to the Body Worlds exhibit. We'll certainly do it that way as well. Isn't Wisconsin Public Radio worth a dollar a day? Think about all the value you get, the news, the talk, the music, the information, the entertainment, the education. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Think about what you'd be listening to right now if you weren't listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. What alternative is there for you to learn more about the world around you, whether it's politics, whether it's science, whether it's arts and culture, archaeology we talked about earlier today? All of that is part of our commitment to make you some of the best informed people around, and we can do that with your continued support. Please be the next to call and support Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-383-9772, online at WPR.org.
There are so many different ways to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. We can take all of the major credit cards now. You might choose to become a sustaining partner with an ongoing monthly gift. You can do that with electronic funds transfer or with your credit or debit card. You can also do a check or all at once. So many ways to choose, but the important thing to do is to choose to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Choose to become a member right now and join your friends and neighbors who support Wisconsin Public Radio. A couple minutes left in the hour, so let's get the calls coming in. One from you at 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
And if you've already called in and made a pledge or made a web pledge, thank you so much for your support. We couldn't do it without you, but if not, now is the time. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thank you to Cheryl Gasser and to Michael Leland for being with me this hour. I'm Veronica Rickert, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn. There's more great programming still ahead on Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller is coming up talking organic gardening, and after that, Chapter a Day. Stay tuned. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.